Start reading in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29. Deuteronomy 29 and verse 29. The hidden things belong to Jehovah our God, but the revealed ones are ours and our children's forever to do all the words of this law. Then book of Exodus, chapter 33, I read from verse 18, Exodus 33, verse 18. And he, that is Moses, said, Let me, I pray thee, see thy glory. And he said, I will make for my goodness pass before my face, and I will proclaim the name of Jehovah before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, Thou canst not see my face, for men shall not see me and live. And Jehovah said, Behold, there is a place by me, there shalt thou stand on the rock. And it shall come to pass, when my glory passeth by, that I will put thee at cleft of the rock, and I will cover thee with my hand, until I have passed by. And I will take away my hand, and it shall see me from behind, but my face shall not be seen. We get to Psalm 119, written in verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. In another two passages, if you bear with me, 1 Corinthians 2, 1 Corinthians 2. Read from verse 6. But they speak wisdom among the perfect. But wisdom not of this world, nor of the rulers of this world. Who can trap? Note. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, that hidden wisdom which God hath predetermined before the ages for our glory, which none of the princes of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But according as it is written, things which eye has not seen, and ear not heard, and which have not come into man's heart, which God has prepared for them that love him, but God has revealed to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who of men has known the things of a man, except the Spirit of the man which is in him? Thus also the things of God knows no one except the Spirit of God. But we have received not the Spirit of the world, of the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things which have been freely given to us of God, which also we speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, communicating spiritual things by spiritual means. And the last verse is in Revelation 2. Revelation 2 and verse 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him that overcomes, to him will I give of the hidden manna, and I will give to him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows but he that receives it. I cast with the Lord's help to share with you a few impressions about the hidden things. I was considering this evening how the most special book that we have, the Bible, contains the history of mankind. And in the history of mankind, there are many things that are spoken about, but there are quite a few things that are not explained. They are hidden. And God has hidden them in order that we may get the revelation according to his purpose, according to his timing, and according to our receptiveness. You see, when God created the world, everything was fine, perfect. But the creature rather believed the lie of Satan rather than the truth of God. Most remarkable thing. And so God worked in his wonderful grace the plan that he had for mankind. But that plan has been worked and revealed bit by bit, not in one go. There are things, it says here, that there are things that are hidden and the those that are revealed, they are revealed for us and for our children. That has in view the continuation of what God has revealed. And that continuation has in view that we may bloom the words of this law. Now, this, of course, is addressed to the people of Israel, but there is someone, a person, or there's a person who has accomplished all the words of this law, and that is the Lord Jesus. And so the revelation of God had in view the revelation of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus is the one who has revealed our God as Father to ourselves. What a mercy and what a blessing. But above all, what a privilege. Do we realize what we have been made object of revelation? We have been included in God's plans in such a way that we could see what he had in mind for us. And that has been beautifully shown in our Lord Jesus, the one who could only redeem God, who could only make us understand that he is the one who had a plan in order to make everything right despite all that had been completely wrong and spoiled by the enemy. So this, I find, is one of the greatest encouragement we have. We have spoken before of the way in which we can grow alongside what is against, but this encouragement is there. We've been revealed. It has been revealed to us what can really be our portion now. The revealed ones are ours. Do we have them as our own possession? Are we convinced that what God has given us is entirely for us and is ours, and he has revealed it in order that we may profit from it? So moving on to the experience of Moses, you know, Moses was dealing with God and he had to bear a difficult deposit. People was obstructive to God's ways, exactly as I am by nature. We are like that by nature. But God in His Zen, in His grace and kindness towards His people, He was ready to use Moses as a blessed servant who could really convey God's grace towards His people. And so He has this, He talks to Moses in such a way that He encourages Moses to ask more and more. Moses asked for God's guidance while the people were to be brought forward in their journey. And then God promises His presence, and that encouraged Moses, but he didn't stop there. He wanted to see God's glory. And is that our desire? To see God's glory in our Lord Jesus. No. You see, God said to him, oh, well, this will be possible, but from behind. It has been said that we can see God's glory in our circumstances once the circumstances have passed. God has passed in your circumstances. He has spoken to us in our circumstances. Maybe a trial, maybe a concern, maybe a discouragement. But we have gone through it, and God has passed by. And we can see His glory after this. And so how do we do that? We have to, there is a place by me, God says. Have you found a place by God? What is this place? It's the Lord Jesus, a place by Him. The rock was there. And there was a cleft in that rock. And Moses was hidden in it. Why was he hidden? Because the person, the nature of man had to be completely set aside in order the glory of God may pass by. And once it was set aside, then Moses could see the glory from the deck. And we see that now. We couldn't forethink of the work of the Lord Jesus. That couldn't be thought before. It was accomplished. And then man knew of what the Lord Jesus has done. And so this is for us. We have been hidden with the Lord. You know, there is a parallel passage in Colossians that speaks that our life is hidden with the Christ in God. But it speaks of being dead. What does it mean? That we had to be dead in our nature in order to be hidden with Christ in God. The cleft of the rock was there. And God put His leg upon it. There was protection, divine protection, in order that what was Moses was there and he could wait until the glory passed and then see it from the back. I don't think I can say too much about this. I feel this passage is very deep for my understanding, but I would like to convey to you the feeling of encouragement that one can find the encouragement we can find in the fact that the Lord Jesus is really the one that is stood in the presence of God according to God's pleasure. That is how we can approach God. Because He is the perfect person who could really be there according to God's delight. This is my beloved Son in whom I've taken pleasure. This was and this is our Lord Jesus. We have sung in the hymn some of the attributes of the Lord. They are there for us. We sing about them and we rejoice in doing it because that gives glory to Him. But have we found all the attributes that the writer of the hymn has put down? They are there for us, hidden in the law, in the rock, is really what God had in view in order that Moses might find what was there that could really bring him on in leading the people towards the aim of their journey. We know well that it took time and there were many other trials, but that was the right direction. Moses asked for the presence of the Lord to be there, and he got a message from God, but he also was able to see his glory from behind. So, what is then the possibility for a believer to find out what has been revealed out of the hidden things? I thought of this Psalm 119 because it's a very interesting psalm. If you go through it, you find that the writer speaks of very exercising things. He says that he found God's law and he was going to follow it, and he was going to find God's support and everything. And then you get to the end of the psalm, and quite amazingly, in the last verse of the psalm, he says, "I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I have not forgotten thy mothers." You find it quite amazing that after a psalm like this, he ends up in such a way. But this has helped me greatly because I thought, well, I know so much that God has revealed from the scripture, but what am I myself? I'm really like a sheep that has gone astray. So we need the shepherd's hand upon us. And we need something that links up to our God in a permanent way. So I thought that this verse was a beautiful answer. It says, where we read, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." So this is particularly encouragement for our younger ones, our children as well. You know, hitting the word of God in your heart, your children, is a wonderful thing. The word of God is presented to you by your parents, and that is a treasure that can be put into your heart. What does it mean? It means that you remember it. You remember the word that you love the Lord in your own heart. And that is a way in which you can really find what the Lord Jesus has done for you. Not only saved you, but He will keep you in your life. You know, as you go, He will keep you in your life. And that is, if you hid the word there, you keep it there. And that is really an encouragement for each one. Yeah. Each one of us, you know, hid thy word in my heart. And He says that I may not sin against thee. Keeping the word of God, keeping the law, who did that? Completing the law of Jesus. But can I do something about it? Yes, by hiding the word in my heart. And that is where, it's not that it shouldn't be presented to others, that would be testimonial side, the gospel side, which of course is very important. But when you heard what the psalmist is speaking of here, is what is there in the heart that produces that is really who was God. And that is what we have been speaking before. The growth grows from what is there. Our brother was referring to the roots. The roots are there. The roots go down to the heart, the seeds of affection. That is where the affection that we have can mature towards the Lord. I mean, we can manage to give him a lot of love compared to what he has done for us. His love was infinite. Ours is limited, at least mine certainly is, but the Lord knows. Mm. And if I have this word in my heart, I can really, truly find an answer to his person. So, you see, what is hidden becomes very precious. It's God's hidden things that have been revealed. But once I hide them in my heart, it's really becoming a treasure that is there, from which you can attain.
How do you say it? You can draw from.
And that is really a wonderful experience that is for the believer. Mm-hmm. The true believer knows that the treasure of the Word of God mm-hmm. can be there and can produce fruit in return to him. In Corinthians, we have the introduction of the Spirit, and this is a great encouragement. You know, sometimes I come from a place where we only are two brothers, and sometimes you go to the meeting and you know you've got to speak. There's no chance for you to just keep it quiet, because nothing would happen. So you have to draw from what you have. So the next question is, what do I have? And that brings to life what has been revealed by God in the Word. You know, sometimes we have recently considered with my local brother that there are passages that we have quoted so many times. I expect the sisters will be tired of hearing the same passage again. But when you get to that passage, you find there is something else you haven't found before. And as our brother was saying before, the Word of God is living. And that is his work in the heart, you see, living. And so that is where we draw the encouragement. And through the Holy Spirit, we can really get that meaning of the word. So Paul speaks here of speaking wisdom among the perfect. When I was younger, I always thought that this passage was unattainable. And how can I speak wisdom for a start? And how can I do it among the perfect? But now I can see that that is not what I am, of course, but what the Lord gives us through the Word and through His presence. You get to the, our brother was quoting before, the full measure of the fullness of Christ. How do we attain it? Only through the dependence of the Holy Spirit. And here he says that we speak God's wisdom in a mystery. What does it mean? That God's wisdom is not understood by those who don't know God, who don't accept it. It's foolish. It was like foolishness to them. But God's wisdom is really revealed to us, not a blessing that we have been revealed. Think of the wonder of having the Word of God in our hands. With so many attacks that there has been, the Word of God is still there. It's being attacked. There are those who are trying to alter it, and they have done so. They have brought in a few verses in order to adapt to their own doctrine. It's very serious, you know. The scripture says that there should be nothing added and nothing taken away. The Word of God is complete as it is, with all that has been given to us through the words of God Himself and through the words of His servants. You read the prophets, you find wonderful things there. You find persons who are discouraged, like Habakkuk, and yet he does regards to be. He speaks to God, he puts questions to God, and he gets the answer. So are we called to make profit of such wealth there is in the Word of God? He says, which comes predetermined before the ages, which none of the princes of this age knew. This is exactly what has been prepared by our God. Seen, fixed, eyes have not seen, and ear wonder and not come into man's heart. We are not, as creatures, we are not ready for all that. But God has prepared these things and revealed them to us through the Lord Jesus. It's always the same with the process, is always through the Lord Jesus. And once we get to that, we have reached the revelation of God's ways. And once we have the revelation of God's ways, we have that use, the blessed gift of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. So there is nothing too deep through the Holy Spirit, nothing that can't be understood. We just have to be dependent on His service and ask for God's help. He will give it to us. Some scriptures I had to pray a lot in order to understand a bit more. But the Lord grants an answer. He gives a little by little. And then you have got that little, you go a bit. And then you find you want to search a bit more. And the Lord is there for you. Well, and the Spirit opens it up. Think of Him searching the depths of God. I mean, he's a divine person. It has been given to us as a comforter, as a help, but He's a divine person. And He searches into the depth of God. So we are quite sure that if we follow His service, we have His service, we can elevate a bit in the depths of God, little by little, searching in them in order to get deeper and get an understanding of these things. So things that are hidden become manifest. Things that are hidden are revealed for our blessing and also to increase our answer towards our Lord. So, it says here that we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things which have been freely given to us of God. So, I think this is essential in these days. We've spoken of artists. The downer, we've spoken of what is negative, but if we know what has been freely given to us by God, we will be able to survive despite the downer. We'll be able to grow under His hand, and we'll be able to reach the purpose of God's birth and of God's revelation and of what has been manifested to us. So, let's see, the time is going, but just do Revelation a moment. Yeah. Revelation is another picture, really, which is not too different from our day. You see, Satan's way of attack is either violent or corruption. And this church was amidst corruption. Are we not amidst corruption? Things, morally things that are confusion. Issues that are arising that I would have never thought in my young days. This is corruption coming on. And the Lord is a word for this church in Pergamos. And he also has in view that there is somebody who is an overcomer. Are we an overcomer? Amidst all these matters, are we really attached to the Lord in such a way that this word in our hearts works a complete defense for all that is around? I feel very much for our young ones, and in me, we find them having to face issues even at school with their children, issues that are against Christian faith, you know. But the Lord is there in order to help you, dear brother or dear sister, to help you to be an overcomer under his hand. And you know, he's going to give something to the overcomer. And what is given here is hidden man. It is not only ma, it is hidden man. That is a treasure that God has in the Lord Jesus that is given to you. Imagine that we mentioned the ark before, and the manna was in the golden pot of the ark, and it reminded of what the nourishment of the people had been all alongside their pathway in the wilderness. They have been sustained of God day by day. Now, if you relate the manna to the word of God, you will find that the living word, the Lord Jesus himself, John 1, explains that very well. The Lord Jesus himself is the hidden manna of God. He's there for you. What the Lord had been for God himself as a perfect servant while he was here in this perfection is our arrangement now. It's hidden. It's not obvious to everyone. It's not manifested or publicized in the world. That is not the idea. The idea is hidden in your heart. It's a treasure for which you can go. The people went all along their pathway. Are we going all along with this hidden man? Are we enjoying the nourishment that it can give to us? All these questions I'm putting to myself first of all, of course. Don't think I know much about it. It's just an exercise I'd like to share with you as we look into these matters. It's such a privilege to be together with one aim, based on one basis, the scripture, and the link with the Lord. You know, not many people enjoy that. Mm. Are we aware of such damage? Mm. And then not only there is a hidden manna, but there is this wise story. You know, the Lord, it has been reminded that the Lord gives his approval. And his approval is a secret name, a secret relation with our Lord. We are called by all by our names, that is how we refer to each other, but the Lord has his name for us, and his secret
You know, he changed the name of Simon. He changed some names while he was here, but this is a secret name. Only the person, he says, that receives it knows it. Have we got such a link with the Lord Jesus? To know what is secret from us. To nourish on the hidden map and to know the secret that the Lord can give us. You know, it's such a wonderful source of blessing in our Lord. The revelation that God made has been completely in his person. No way to God apart from the Lord Jesus. This is not only for salvation. This is also during our pathway, Ms. Williams. We go through to him, through the Lord Jesus. And he is the one who can enlighten us as to what is hidden for us now. Hidden in him. Hidden in him to be kept for our enjoyment. For our growth, as we saw before, but also for forming a greater answer towards him. You know, what is in view is really the answer. But we are reading recently locally at the office. God says to his people, God says, what have you offered? It's no good if you take something that is not according to his taste, to his desire, to his request. That is really what is needed. Building things in questions and feelings in order to give back to God what has been formed according to his purpose. It was hidden before it has been revealed. And what has been revealed is once it is revealed, is ours, and they are our children forever. In order that we may really stick what the Lord's words were and to have his word in our heart. Let us be encouraged. I am sure I have been able to open up all these passages, but I commend them to you. I commend the pressure and the exercise to show us. There are more experienced brothers than I am, but they all, each one of us has got his own link, his own experience, his own story with the Lord. But the story is story of grace and love and privilege that is granted to us through him. May the Lord encourage his soul and bless this world according to his way.
Amen.